and welcome to Friends in Your Ears, a podcast where podcaster Kathy Campbell interviews podcasters about their favorite podcasts on a podcast. I am joined today by two incredible ladies. I have with me Ashley Coe and Jeanette Burke. Hello, friends.
Hi.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
I'm so excited you're both here, and I would love for you to introduce yourself and let my audience know where they can find you on the internet.
Well, hey, everybody. My name is Ashley. I just launched Filled Up Cup. I was in the mommy blog universe for a long time. And as my daughter, you know, turned into a teenager, I decided to pivot and create a unconventional resource for what self-care looks like after you, you know, age out of having young children. When your teenagers become a teenager, self-care is really more than face masks and bubble baths, and I'm ready to have real authentic conversations about what that means for every different person. You can find me at filledupcup.com or on Instagram at filledupcup underscore.
Wonderful. That's absolutely fantastic. All right, Jeanette, what about you?
Hey, everybody. It's Jeanette Burke here. I am a four-time award-winning executive producer for the lifestyle TV show Jeanette's TV. We also have the podcast version, Jeanette's TV Podcast, which I actually started right when the pandemic hit and have already hit 1,500 downloads per episode. We are a lifestyle show. We feature celebrities, thought leaders, game changers, influencers, and experts on various lifestyle topics. I am also a media mentor and trainer. I work with CEOs, C-level suite executives, entrepreneurs, professionals, coaches, book authors, speakers, and content creators, getting them ready to be seen, be heard, be noticed, look their best on camera or on stage. So I just want to point out, as a media trainer, there's three things that I really look at with clients. And that is your message. So what are you saying? And why are you saying it? And do you know how to talk in sound bites so you fit the allotted time that you're given for these interviews? Another key area that I look at is the nonverbal cues, which is your body language, your voice techniques, your eye contacts, your vocal variety, your breathing, the image you put forth with your hair, makeup, and clothing. And the third part that I really look at is what are you pitching? Like, what is your story? What is your headline? How is it captivating enough to get past a gatekeeper, otherwise known as a producer, a broadcaster, or an editor? So what are you pitching? Who are you pitching? And why are you pitching? So I basically help my clients in that regard as a media trainer and mentor. And you can find me at www.JeanetteBurke.com. You can find me on every known, and this is no joke, every known platform out there, social media platform, at Jeanette Burke. And you can also find that podcast everywhere: Anchor, Spotify, Buzzsprout, Buzzfeed, iHeartRadio, Apple, iTunes, and the list goes on. And the same with the show. You can find us all over the internet, but YouTube also. So I'll just sum it up like this. If you go to www.JeanetteBurke.com and you check out the section called Jeanette's TV and Podcast, it will show you right in the sections about the show where you can listen to us and where you can watch us.
Perfect. Absolutely wonderful. We like to make it easy. And as always, audience, you can check out the show notes, which will send you links directly where you want to go. All right. So let's dive right in, and we're going to go back to the future, to the past. And I want to learn, how did you start listening to podcasts, and what were some of those first ones that you found?
I think my first experience with podcasts was really true crime podcasts when they sort of started gaining popularity. A lot of friends sort of turned me onto them. And then I slowly realized exactly how many different podcasts and different genres and how many fantastic storytellers there are out there. And that's kind of how I got into it.
What was some of those first true crime podcasts that you found? Do you remember?
I don't specifically. I know just with like people in general, I think some of the first like local ones I started realizing were kind of out there would be like Bailey's with the What Day Is It podcast, or like the Mom Camp podcast, and local storytellers that way. But I don't specifically remember the true crime ones.
That's totally fine. I love the ability for podcasts to be local, and it doesn't have to be international, and getting that local connection with people that know your area, or you know your area with. And it's just, there's something really special and really intimate about that, on top of all of the amazing options that are out there for the international, you know, all over the world type podcasts and shows. That's really awesome.
For sure. And it's also so great to see just local artists becoming so successful in this realm, that it doesn't have to be sort of people in California or bigger name people sort of hitting those great, you know, milestones as far as numbers and things like that.
Yeah. Anyone has an opportunity. If there's a story that you want to tell, or, you know, a product or a plot point or, industry or anything that you want to talk about, there's space for it.
For sure.
Love it. All right, Jeanette, what about you?
And I started listening to podcasts when Spotify actually became popular. And the reason that I did it was because I needed to do some research so that I could start my own podcast, which I eventually did. As I said, I started it at the beginning of the pandemic, March 2020. But, and of course it's called Jeanette's TV podcast, but I had already had my show going and having it shown all over the internet, including YouTube, for many, many, many seasons. So I actually started out more as a TV show online. And then I thought, well, maybe I should have the podcast too. So I start listening and researching several podcasts on Spotify, and that helped me create a Spotify platform, which was really the first platform I had going for the podcast. And to be honest, I didn't, and I still don't have a lot of time to listen to various podcasts due to my working commitments and life commitments and the time restraints. But there are a handful out there that do catch my eye. And the one that comes to mind, and I'm a Canadian in Toronto, and so is this guy, Mark Zaltzman's Talk, Tech Talk, which he's actually broadcast through the US as well. And it's great. And it talks about technology and how technology can improve your life. And in my case, it's improved my life as well as my business, because I don't know anybody who doesn't use some form of technology in their life and business. But I wasn't super tech savvy, and I still aren't. I'm not that great at it. But what I like about this podcast is that it makes me more aware of technology, and it explains it in layman's terms, which is absolutely perfect for me.
That's so wonderful. I love that you have an ability. That's what's so great about podcasts, is the option to slip it into little pieces of your life. And unlike a radio show where, you know, you are under the control of somebody else's schedule, getting to choose, okay, I'm going to do 5 minutes here while I, you know, wash the dishes, and then I'm going to pause it because I have to go do something else. But finding shows that can learn and teach you about things and be a part of your life is so wonderful.
Yes. And, you know, when I do take that small bit of time, which is kind of Mark Jeanette's time or time for me, or, you know, some downtime, that's when I have just that little bit of time to listen to a podcast. And, you know, quite honestly, aside from listening to my own, because like you, I have to preview it before it goes and gets distributed. Mark's is the only one that I, you know, run to listen to, because I know that each and every week I'm going to get something out of that that's going to help me improve either my life or my business. And for me, that's what it's all about. Like when I look for a podcast or even a television show or anything, I want to see what kind of guests you have. And what kind of topics are you covering, and how is that going to enrich and enhance my life? And the truth is, I teach the same thing to my clients who come to me for media mentoring, because they want to get on podcasts, or they want to get on national TV shows, and they don't understand the process. And part of the process is looking for, what is this show really all about? What kind of guests do they feature? What kind of topics do they cover? And how do you fit that? And how do you make sure that the audience walks away with something applicable to their life? Because that's what the media wants to deliver, right? Even us as podcasters, we are part of the media. And that's what we want to deliver to our audiences time in and time out.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right. So I would love to know what actually inspired and made you want to pick up a microphone and start your own podcast and go through that entire process.
I think with me being in the realm of blogging, it sort of became like an autopilot thing and the challenge was gone. So I really just wanted something that was going to be new. It would give me a new skill set, something that sort of kind of lit up your soul again and sort of found like a passion for. And I find talking to people and engaging with other people is something I really enjoy doing. And it just felt a little bit real, more real and more authentic than sort of blogging can be very for appearances and very cutthroat in the sense that you try to keep up with other people, whether you're focused on followers or getting the same PR contacts or things like that. Where I just figured podcasting, while also sort of competitive in the same nature, it just really gave me a chance to be more authentic and look for more one-on-one connections.
I love that. Yeah, there's something about podcasts that is so more welcoming.
For sure.
Yeah, blogging, especially because there's the ability to access the stats for ads and views and all of that thing, all of those things wrapped up in web clients and websites like that. But there isn't that sort of analytic and tracking as much in podcasts, which makes it harder for, in some case, for specific sponsors and advertisers and things to track. But it also means that it's less needy of, oh my gosh, I need, you know, 300 people to click this ad or I'm not going to get paid or whatever. And so because podcast has that community built into it a little bit more, it's so much more welcoming than I've found in so many different industries. There's so much more support found, and definitely doing this show, people are like, yeah, I'll come and talk about podcasts. Sure. And it's really just wonderful to see that in this community.
For sure. And I think it's harder to fake. I think when you're talking to people all the time, you either decide that's a great conversation, I really like that person's style, versus is that filter really their nose? Or is there a mess behind them? Or
yeah. Oh my gosh, there's a box there from Christmas and it's February. How dare they like put that? Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
Well, when I started Jeanette Burke Productions, I was really more focused on the YouTube side of things, the TV side of things. And I noticed, you know, there's so many lifestyle shows out there that just had a YouTube channel and maybe some social media platforms, but they didn't have that podcast. And I wanted to take it to the next level and add a podcast platform, particularly for the people who, you know, would say to me, I don't always have time to watch your show. I see you post it everywhere, but I don't always have time to watch it. I'd love to be able to listen to it when I'm on the go. I would like to be able to play it on my mobile phone, you know, and have it on the go when I'm taking the subway or when I'm in the car or whatever. And so that kind of prompted me, because that was telling me that, you know, these people have a need. They want to hear things. They want to consume information a certain way. And I wanted to deliver that. And I especially wanted to deliver it so that they could hear interesting interviews on topics that we cover on Jeanette's TV and podcast, because I know that if they're listening and they're resonating, we're going to make a difference. And that's what I'm all about, making a difference, making sure that when audience hears whatever I'm featuring, that they're getting something out of it that can benefit their life, that can change their life. And if that was going to lead to a wider way of me getting out my message by adding a podcast, I was all in. And I'm not afraid of a mic. I mean, I love a mic. I don't remember a time in my life since I learned how to talk where I didn't use a mic or pretend to use a mic. I used to use my skipping rope as a child in the middle of our living room. Pretending makeshift a mic there just to sing and pretend and entertain my parents' friends. So no fear of picking up a mic or even speaking or any of these things. I also love to write. So no fear of blogging. But like Ashley said, there is a difference between podcasting and blogging and interviewing on video style.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, so this is the thing. I thought it was going to help people. I said, okay, I'm in. And a good example, because I really do want to make sure that my audience gets what they need from these different lifestyle topics that we cover. And even the celebrity stuff, they seem to really like that. So a good example would be the coverage we just did for TIFF 2021, which again was very limited because the COVID protocols were still in place. And although some Americans were allowed to cross into Canada to walk the red carpets, very few did. And even to cover the events from the media side, there was hardly any media allowed. But we were very lucky, and we got to, we were invited to attend a very big party, and it featured a lot of Canadian and Netflix celebrities. So we were able to cover their movies and upcoming projects. And, you know, even though, like, for example, Kristen Stewart on Spencer, which just got released, I believe Friday here in Canada, I don't know when it was released in the US. I believe it's a North American release this week. So, you know, we have her talking about that movie, and a lot of people have a lot of interest in Princess Diana. And so, you know, we know that that's going to be a good episode, because not that anything else we do isn't a good episode, but it just so happens that there's a lot of fascination around Princess Diana, the royals. There is a Netflix show called The Crown, which will be out for season 4. But the thing about the Kristen Stewart movie with Spencer is that it tells the story in a different way, and it's a story that's never been told at the box office. It has been on other platforms, documentaries and what have you, and The Crown, but not in the movie theaters, not on the big screen. So this is alluring to a lot of people. And like I said, whether it's that or, you know, any of the guests we have on, we have a lot of like thought leaders, game changers, influencers, that sort of thing, experts. So they're coming out with topics, or they're talking about things, and they're sharing their stance, and they're changing people's lives. And that's my motivation, to make a difference. And don't do sort of the standard thing that everybody does out there sometimes in the podcast world, or, you know, in the YouTube world, there's a lot of repetition. I'm not fond of that. I'm a standout kind of gal. So I want to do things differently, and I do want to make a difference. I don't want my content to be fluff and stuff.
Yeah. I love that there is so much variety and there's so many options out there. And even though, like, everyone, so say, you know, there's going to be lots of coverage for Spencer. Like, we know that there's going to be movie podcasts that will talk about it, news podcasts, celebrity life, all of these things are going to talk about Spencer. But what's special is the voice that you bring to it and the questions that you ask and the conversations that you have. So even though a topic is covered by someone else, there is still uniqueness in every voice that is provided. And especially when somebody cares about the presenting stuff to help people as much as you do, Jeanette, like, it's very obvious. You can, the authenticity in podcasts, you can feel it. You can tell when a host is maybe towards the end of what they want to do with the show, or if they're getting tired of whatever's going on. You can feel that in the intimate nature of podcasts. And I think it's really unique in that sense. Even actors acting on a podcast have that same intimacy and uniqueness in the voice, because you're listening so closely. These friends are in your ears and they're hanging out and saying all sorts of things.
And, you know, that's really something I agree with you on, because I have a certain style. It's very conversational, but at the same time, I'm extrapolating really good information. Now, in the case of this Kristen Stewart one, we didn't get to interview her one-on-one because she didn't come in for the red carpet. She wasn't in Toronto. She was in the U.S. So she had to have a digital talk. It was called TIFF Digital Talk, and you had to be invited to attend. So I did use my media accreditation to attend that. So, and we did submit, the questions had to be submitted beforehand online, and you had no guarantee whether or not they were going to take your question or use it or not. So in order actually for me to deliver this, this was actually a very difficult episode to make because of the stipulations around it. So what I did was I pulled up a commentary, like I wrote a script commentary based on that talk and what she was saying. And then you see the visual side on the TV side, we can't do this on the podcast side, but the visual side has cutaways to her in conversation talk. So that actually shows Kristen Stewart speaking. And we also have cutaways to the movie Spencer. So we can add that. Now that's not going to come across in the podcast side. You're only going to hear me talking, really, that, you know, what I bring out. So I had to put extra into the script to actually show my stance or my feelings of it, so that it would be genuine and authentic, exactly like what you said. And that it would be different from some of the other podcasts that are going to be covering it. So yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. Thank you for noticing.
I also think it's really great going back to like what you originally said, when people were asking you to go to a different medium, I think it's really great that you pivoted from not just YouTube and into podcasts. Cause I think sometimes people can get too comfortable or, just maybe not being confident enough. So I think it's really great that when your audience was asking for more, that you had no problem to be like, yeah, I'm going to figure out this solution and bring it to you on a different medium.
Well, thank you, actually. But we didn't stop the original medium. We still carry on also with the TV side of it. But when they asked me, can you do it as a podcast? Of course, and to be honest with you, Ashley, and it's not so hard, right? It's not like I have to do a ton of extra work to give them what they need and what they want.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And the nice part is you can be in pajamas and unwashed hair and do a podcast and it's totally fine.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that, because I'm used to always being on camera. So I always think, oh, I've got to have my hair and makeup done, which I usually do. And I'm always dressed in an outfit, you know, but then I looked at your email again today and it says, hey, you don't have to have the camera on. It's just, it's straight voice. And I was so happy when I read that again today. But let me tell you why, because I actually had a very somber day. I was at a funeral for most of the day and things. So it felt good to me that I could come home and not be dressed. I was all dressed up and I had, you know, I have the hair and makeup and the whole thing, but it felt good to me that I actually could put on my nightgown and my robe, which I'm going to be honest and tell you that I'm sitting in right now, and put on my slippers and just relax and have a nice conversation here with you two ladies.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something really special. Which I just love getting to hang out with friends, you know, whatever you're wearing. I don't have to clean up my background. I don't have to do anything. It's all just us and our voices. And it's great for the audience too, because they could listen to us. However,
the background, sometimes it's a bit of a pressure, to be honest with you. Set up and clean up of a set, that takes work. And then you got to, you know, always test the framing and the lighting and all this, which I do that. And in fact, I actually had to put a studio in my home in order to continue filming, because here in Canada for a long time, we weren't allowed to go to film in studio or live on location. So I had to start learning all the things that I had videographers do, right? And it added a whole dimension of prep, you know, to get ready to go to be on camera. And you know what I mean? Like when you're having your show, there's always that prep. I'm sure you guys do your prep too, you know, preparing questions and researching your guests and that sort of thing. But in addition to that, I had to become wardrobe mistress, hair, makeup, prop, setup, tear down videographer, and you know, test the cameras and test the background, test the lighting, test the set, all these things, as you know, in addition, so I could you know, have an episode of the show recorded, which you just mentioned, you know, all that is, that's extra pressure. Honestly, it is. And here I am sitting with you right now and Ashley, and we're not doing any of that stuff.
Nope. We don't have to worry about any of that, which is so great. All right. So I would like you now to live in the present moment. And if you were to pick up your phone and open up your podcast app of choice, which episode of which podcast would start playing if you tapped the play button?
I think the last one that I had was Self-Made Mama. And she had Allison Tedford on talking about like social consciousness within business and how to sort of not stick your foot in your mouth when talking with brands and how to sort of not be fake woke, I think would be the one that I would play.
Nice. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Allison Tedford is a fantastic local writer. She also teaches diversity to businesses. And then Self-Made Mama is by Melissa, I'm not sure that I actually know her last name, but she's one of those people that sort of found their following a lot over the pandemic and sort of went from a small business owner to a large scale business owner. And she's helping other women naturally with tips that are like actually going to work versus, you know, get 10,000 followers and become a millionaire type.
Right. Right. Step one, get an idea. Step two, make your website. Step three, profit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. All right, Jeanette, what would play?
Okay, so I'm going to say two. Okay, well, Tech It Out by Mark Saltzman. The episode that I would comes to mind is the one he did with, it's a company called Lorax, which is it's a smart home device company, and they talked about monthly subscriptions for camera doorbells and why it is and isn't reasonable. And after listening to that episode, I understood more about why a subscription is actually needed, because you have to pay for storage for your doorbell recordings and for many other services. And so I didn't really realize that before, but then I got to thinking about it, you know, the camera outside your home, whatever, and it's attached to your cell phone. There's only so much footage. I can't run it all the time. You know, I have to turn it on and off. But if I had this Lorax device, I can keep it going. And I always have a recording right there with the camera with the doorbell. So I thought, yeah, that sounds good. So I was quite interested in that. And then I'm also very interested in another podcast called Work at Home Podcast by Tim Melanson. He's also a Canadian, but he's from the East Coast, New Brunswick, I believe. And he's got a very good down-to-earth business-oriented podcast for people who work at home. And I guess in a way we're all working from home now, or at least most of the time. Maybe some of us venture into the office a couple times a week if we still have office. And the last episode I heard with him, and I'm sorry if this sounds promotional, but he interviewed me and I was telling my story on it about how I left the studios with only 700 following and grew into a 5 million plus audience. So that was the last episode. And it's not necessarily that he doesn't have, he has lots of good stuff on there. I would also recommend that you check him out.
Hey, we're all about self-promo here. That's why I get your self-promo done at the top of the show, like being able to, like, no pressure, having to hold it back and have this special moment. I love the idea of, you know, promoting a show that you were on. That's great.
Yeah, all right. It's coming out. That episode will be released December 27th. He already sent me an email and wrote me about that. But I guess just what my point here, and again, it's not to be really self-promotional, although I do appreciate the fact that you don't mind. My point is I'm interviewed a lot for, you know, national exposure, podcast exposure, Facebook Lives, and all the whole gamut. And what I find is there's something about these style of interviews, even Facebook Lives, where I think because, like you say, the pressure's off, you're not so guarded. And of course, you have to be prepared to be on national TV, right? It's not something you can just wing or fake. You have to be prepared because you only have seconds to, well, or a few minutes to get your points across. So you really have to be more cognizant of your sound bites, your key messages, what you're saying when, how you look, your nonverbal cues, your body language, all that stuff. Whereas here in these formats, particularly the podcast, I don't think it's quite the same in Facebook Live. You're still video oriented, so you still have to watch those other components. But here in this format, it's a very relaxing and engaging way to have conversation, and it flows. And I feel like, you know, there's no pressure. There's no pressure of any kind. Or that I'm not required to live up to these other standards that I would have to be if I was on a national show.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more intimate. It's here and hanging out, low pressure, which is exactly how I like my podcasts. Okay. So final podcast related question. I would love to know what your favorite podcast is and why do you love it so much? And yes, you may have more than one.
I think one of my go-to, say, national ones is Whitney Cummings' Good For You. I find hers was sort of a different mold of a typical interview where she was silly. She was sort of off the cuff and talked as if she was just talking to a girlfriend, which really was like, if she can do it, I can do it, inspiring. And then I really, really love the Mom Camp podcast. It's a local, to me, Vancouver mom who has these really beautiful conversations with other local moms about things that would be really beneficial to them that isn't necessarily a cookie cutter conversation.
I love the variety again of local versus international and national, and how if I wanted, I can go to the Mom Cap podcast and I can listen to that. I may not know the local people. I may not know, you know, oh yeah, we are meeting, you know, for dinner down at this restaurant that I don't know about, you know, that, but the availability of it to be wherever you want can feel really intimate, especially if somebody was in Vancouver and then moved away, but misses that town, they can still get that bit of home almost.
Definitely.
Which is really neat.
And podcasting, I think, is so great that it really does make the world seem so much smaller. You can listen to something European, or you can listen to somebody from Toronto or wherever, and it really does bring us all together, and it makes it, we're not as different as, you know, we try to feel sometimes, that it really is a very small space in the podcasting world that can be really great.
Yeah. And I think that's something that we all learned in the pandemic, is how lonely it can get, and being able to find those voices and the people when you're stuck in your own house and you just need a break from the people that might live under the same roof, getting to have other voices in your ears can really help.
Well, and especially too, I don't know about you guys, but I think I streamed every possible show to the point that it was like, you just couldn't watch any more TV.
Yeah, you run out of really internet. Yeah. And you're just like, I cannot watch Criminal Minds for a third time. All right, Jeanette.
Well, that's kind of funny. That's kind of funny because I got to sort of jump in here, and I a little bit disagree with what you last said. Maybe you guys can't watch it, but I actually loved YouTube and Netflix and Amazon when I was in these lockdowns, and we had a lot of lockdowns, and it was getting lonely, but if it wasn't for Netflix and YouTube, I don't think I would have made it through, because that was the only thing I watched, or Amazon. I don't watch regular like cable TV. So, and I do rewatch one show in particular that I never stop laughing at, and that's called The Nanny.
And it's like, such a good show.
28 yes. years out. So, and I can watch it and watch it and watch it, and I still love it. I still laugh. It takes a very, for me, at the end of a very busy, very, very stressful day, it makes me feel better. I don't know. It just puts me at ease. But you're going to ask me, what's your favorite podcast, Jeanette? And I'm going to have to tell you, because I said it already before, that I don't really listen to too many podcasts due to time restraints. My favorite one is Tech It Out with Mark Saltzman, because I'm not a big techie and he knows how to explain tech issues to the average person like myself, which makes it very easy to understand. And I think it's important to know this, but I like the fact that it's easy to understand. So I have listened to some other podcasts, not regularly, but some on COVID, like by doctors and, a lot of business stuff. And I will tell you this, if it doesn't seem genuine, and if they don't have like what I call real conversation that, you know, isn't super complicated, that I don't want it complicated when I'm listening to something. I just want to listen to it and get what I need from it and carry on, right? So if it's like that, I will listen to it. If it's not like that, or if it's filled with too many commercials, I tune out. It turns me off.
Yeah. So what would some of those, like the COVID podcast or the other, business podcast that you listen to?
Yeah.
That you have listened to?
Yes. Cause I can tell that, I don't want to name names in the industry, but it's a big business one. I think you probably know who I'm talking about. And they have some interesting guests, but what would sort of turn me off is that it seemed very sleazy, and it seemed like the host was in it strictly for money. Like it was, you know, that's how much profit can I make today? That to me, okay, don't get me wrong. We all have a right to make a profit off our shows, but there's a way of doing it where it doesn't feel like, you know, too slick. And when it's too slick, I don't enjoy it. I'm not interested. I want something. I'm not saying it's wrong to profit or have sponsors or whatever, but there's a way of doing it that's not like the whole show. It's not so slick.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right. So we are done with all the podcast related questions, and it's time for the final bonus round. Audience, if you have a question you would like me to ask our guests, just tweet with the hashtag FIYE bonus. That's fire bonus. And I would also love to hear your answers to my bonus questions. Tweet with the hashtag FIYE answer. That's fire answer to share your answers to my questions. All right. This episode's question is, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's not actually the question. Just kidding. Okay. So you have rubbed a lamp and a genie comes out and is granting you three wishes. I want to know what your third wish is.
I think to be able to move anywhere in the world and to all of a sudden wake up and instead of potentially living in Vancouver, my family now lives in France with a beautiful view of the Eiffel Tower.
That's a very, very good answer. Yes, that sounds wonderful. Not having to fly or drive or walk somewhere and you're just magically there.
Yes.
Yes.
With the idea of no packing, and just waking up.
No travel restrictions, no paying extra for COVID tests.
Yeah. No random people sitting in your chair. Yeah. Oh, that sounds delightful. All right, Jeanette, what would your third wish be?
Mine is that I could keep doing what I'm doing. And it's my biggest dream and passion, and that I could continue with my show, my podcast, and with my mentoring and help a lot of people and just expand and get bigger and bigger and bigger, because the internet makes us live in a small world and it can happen that way. And, you know, even in COVID, I started to have international clients, which I never had before because I was basically a local in studio business. So it opened my eyes to the power of the internet and how it brings the world together. And I think podcasting does that too. So my wish would be that I could continue this until I die.
Careful. Make sure you word it very carefully so that the genie doesn't like transition you into a ghost and you're required to work for them. You know how these genies are.
Right. So I mean, like, the genie will let me continue in my present state, getting bigger and better.
There we go.
And helping. And the only time I'll have to stop is when I take my last breath and I'm no longer on this earth.
Wonderful. Absolutely perfect. Thank you both so much for joining me. And thank you, audience, for listening to this episode of Friends in Your Ears. You can find us online at friendsinyourears.com or on Twitter at Friends in Ears. You can find Ashley on Instagram at Filled Up Cup, and Jeanette Burke is at Jeanette Burke, and I am at Mrs. Soup. Thank you again so much. And I hope you all have an absolutely amazing day.